Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, welcome to the final installment of our special Vote Spearfish Week episodes of Dancin' Moon Songcast. Although we will, of course, be continuing Dancin' Moon Songcast every Friday. For a week, though, we've been doing these special songcasts, kind of in celebration of Spearfish making the final five to be on season five of Small Business Revolution. And we're super excited about that, super excited about the voting. And we're encouraging you to go to smallbusinessrevolution.org and vote for Spearfish. If you're listening to this on the 21st of January, then that's the day this episode's going out, and today's your last day. So before we get to midnight tonight, make sure you go there and cast your vote for Spearfish. During this week, we've been focusing primarily on music, mostly instrumental, all inspired by Spearfish or the region right around Spearfish, the Northern Hills, the Black Hills. And we're going to do that again today, although up to now we've had all instrumental pieces. Today we're going to take a look at actually a song called In the Hills that also has been released as an instrumental. So today's episode's kind of both a song and an instrumental. So we will start with the song, though, here in just a bit. It's called In the Hills, and it originally came out on 2004's Circuitous LP, and then was remastered 2015. You can get the song on the Circuitous and Before the Great Divide double LP. Those are two albums that were remastered and released in 2015. But I'll talk a little bit about this as well later. It was also released in a purely instrumental version on 2011's Toshunka Witko, which was the soundtrack for an educational documentary film about the life of Toshunka Witko, better known by some as Crazy Horse, and then remastered and re-released as an instrumental as well on The Road Behind, which came out in 2015 as well. So we'll take a listen to In the Hills, the song version with lyrics, and we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little bit about the lyrics, talk a little bit about why and how it became released as as an instrumental as well. And then we'll kind of wrap this episode up by listening to the instrumental version as well. So we'll talk about all of that on the other side of the song. This is In the Hills, the song. From 2015's Circuitous and Beyond the Great Divide remasters.
Something's blowing through the hills tonight. Something's riding on the wind. Orion's lying down beside me now, just to comfort his old friend. I can't remember when we made the change. I can't remember what went wrong. I'm just here waiting for the wind to shift. Bring me words to sing this song. Yeah. Never said I didn't love you. Never said you didn't care. So why am I here? you see, that's only words. Well, how can we move ourselves to make things work when we're far too far apart? Listen hard to catch the tune, yeah. They say the weather is approaching fast, and I must believe it soon. Trees are putting on their autumn coats, and the squirrels are gathering their store. I pledged myself to you 10 years ago, but how could I ask for more?
Was In the Hills, the song with lyrics. As I said earlier, it was released on in 2004 on Circuitous. Had a limited release, mostly just on CD, and then remastered on Circuitous and Beyond the Great Divide remasters in 2015, which is the version we listened to there. The song, from a recording point of view, has an interesting history. The recording began actually in 2002. We were still living in Spearfish. It was before we moved down to Texas. And I began recording the song, but then in the process of moving, changing houses, of course, losing the studio that I had in my basement, in the house we were living in Spearfish, and then heading out to a place where I did not have. We lived for a while in Buffalo Gap, Texas, which was a wonderful house, but I never did have a studio set up there. So the original recording, which was mostly just guitar and rough vocal, kind of languished on my digital recorder, my Roland digital recorder. Just kind of waiting for something to happen. Well, we moved, believe it or not, a couple of more times, wound up in Canyon, Texas, where I did have a recording studio. Our oldest daughter, Megan, at the time, was concerned about tornadoes, which certainly was a very valid concern in West Texas. And so we looked and managed to find a house that had it was an underground storm shelter. Basically, it was a concrete basement room, which was wonderful because it served really well as a recording studio for me. So once I got back into that studio and was able to get started with some recording again, I pulled up the recordings that I had made, you know, really 2 years earlier. And decided to begin working on that again, and so that wound up redoing the vocals, getting some fresh vocals, and then also bringing the wooden flute into it, which really opened it up a lot. It was really therapeutic also for us. We were living in Texas, but I think still my heart was always in Spearfish. And so being able to resurrect the song In the Hills that I had started recording and then try to work on completing it there while we were living in Canyon, Texas, was just a wonderful feeling for me, really important to me at the time. So anyway, let's get into actually the details of the song. The song was actually written quite a bit before I even began recording it in 2002. The song was written around 1997, probably. We had purchased a lot that was about 4 acres in Mountain Plains too, and we were at a point where we had not yet started building on it. We were planning to build in the summer of 1997. And so it was sometime before we had gotten to that point. We had purchased the lot, I was finishing up my first year of teaching at Black Hills State, and my wife was working, I had 2 little kids, and we had just moved, and it was just a stressful time. As I've mentioned, it was also a productive time for songwriting. I don't know what it was about, but my wife and I had a little... We were both feeling not so great, and we had a little argument as young married couples with young children sometimes do, always do. And so I went out to the lot to do some thinking about it and to do some thinking about what it meant and what I needed to do as a husband, as a father. And so that's where this song came from. And I think I went out to the lot to gather some solace and some wisdom from the hills themselves, and that's how the title came to be, In the Hills. So we'll take a look at the lyrics now. Something's blowing through the hills tonight, something riding on the wind. Orion's lying down beside me now just to comfort his old friend. I can't remember when we made the change. I can't remember what went wrong. I'm just here waiting for the wind to shift and bring me words to sing this song. In a way, this song is about the inspiration that is brought by place. I think I went out really inviting some inspiration from the hills, from the trees, from the wind. Inviting some wisdom to come, and to come in the form of a song, and it did, and I think there's a long history of that with humanity. That's what we do when we're seeking something important. We go out. We go into the woods. We go into the hills. We go into the created world, into this place that is much bigger than ourselves, seeking wisdom, a pilgrimage of sorts. So we move into the chorus. I never said I didn't love you. You never said you didn't care. So why am I here with the lonely stars while you're crying somewhere out there? So I knew the reality. I knew that I loved Cheryl, and I knew that she cared deeply about me and loved me. I knew that we were okay. So I'm questioning, so why is this so difficult? Why do we have these arguments? Why do we have these fallings out? And why am I way over here, way out here in the hills by myself while you're there at the house? The next verse. Here's a river that's run empty now. You still can see the polished stones. After all the care she gave to them, the river left them all alone. And there's a storm cloud waiting in the west to fill the lowlands with her tears. She'll move the mountains when the levees break, like they haven't moved in years. So there on our lot, there was this little, you could tell there was a stream that used to run through there. And for whatever reason, it hadn't run through in a very, very long time, probably because of the building of the roads. It had diverted the natural areas where the runoff would have gone. But you know, in any stream bed, there are lots and lots of smoothed stones that have been smoothed by years of water running past them. And so it was kind of a story there. This river is gone, but she's left her children, her smoothed, polished children there in the dry bed. And then there's a storm cloud. And certainly I probably heard some rumbles. And that's fearful, but at the same time, there's a promise there that maybe this stream will run again. Maybe she'll return to her children. Maybe that river will come back. They'll be reunited. They'll be polished again. They'll be part of a stream again, something that's living rather than something that's dead and gone. And I think that brings promise to relationships. Even when relationships are in a dry spot and a dry spell, it feels like things haven't been right for a while. You know the rain can come back. You know the banks can be filled again. And we go back to kind of the chorus. I know I told you that I love you, but you never seem to hear. That's why I'm heavy as a lonely stone and I'm crying. I'm crying way out here. So it's that frustration of how do I express how much I really love this other person? How they don't seem to hear it. I mean, I say it, but they don't hear it. How do I say it in a way that is hearable, that's understandable to this other person? So we have a little instrumental break in there. And then we come back kind of returning to the chorus again. I want to tell you that I'm sorry. I know that's only words. How can we make things work when we're just too far apart to be heard? So in the song, and during my time out there, I was beginning to say, hey, it's about time. I've done enough of this sitting out here and listening to the wind, listening to the thunder, thinking big thoughts. We're getting close to time for me to head back because there's some practical stuff I need to do. I need to get back together. I need to say I'm sorry. We need to work it through. So we come back around and kind of a return to where we started, a variation on that first verse. The hills are singing me a song tonight. I listen hard to catch the tune. They say the winter is approaching fast, and I must be leaving soon. The trees are putting on their autumn coats. The squirrels are gathering their store. I pledged myself to you 10 years ago. How could I ask for more? I left the house and you were crying. I didn't know the words to say. I still don't know just how to comfort you, but I'm coming home. I'm going to try anyway. So really, this is a song about maybe about how we shift back and forth in our relationships with those people we love and our relationship with nature, with the environment we're in, the place we're in. The universe in a broader sense. It's good. It's a good reminder to step out into the world, into the broader universe, to feel your own smallness when you're struggling in a relationship with another human being. I think the struggle comes when myself becomes just a little too big. And I'm thinking about myself, and I'm thinking about me. Even though I know I love this other person, I love this other person really more than I even love myself. But I lose sight of that. Stepping out into the hills for me, at least that evening, brought that back into perspective for me. So. That was finished in 2004, the recording. And then by 2011, I was working on the soundtrack for Toshunka Witko, which was being produced by Thai Media, place where I work. And I had made, as I often do, I had made a background track just in case I ever needed that in performing the song live. So I pulled that up and found that it was really good for some of the music that we needed for the film. So it became a part of the Shunkowitko, which was released in 2011. And really then at that point, I began to use the instrumental version of this quite a bit and for a number of projects that I was using. And so so eventually then as I in 2015, when I was kind of going through all of the various instrumental pieces and kind of remastering and putting them together into The Road Behind, kind of a retrospective of instrumental pieces that I put out in 2015. This was one of the ones that was on that. So the song exists, same title, In the Hills, both as a song and as an instrumental piece. So I think what we'll do is just listen to that instrumental piece now. And this will be the version from 2015's The Road Behind. So this is In the Hills, the instrumental version from The Road Behind.
Thank you.
have it. A song and an instrumental composition, both inspired by Spearfish, the Black Hills, this beautiful region that we live in. I want to thank you for joining me on these special episodes during Vote Spearfish Week. I hope that you voted today. If you haven't, please immediately go over to smallbusinessrevolution.org and vote for Spearfish. We are one among five small towns that are in the final stages of finding out which one of us is going to be on season five of Small Business Revolution. We would love to have your votes. We'd also love to have you come visit Spearfish, visit our area, visit the hills, be as inspired by them and by this place as all of us who live here are. It's a wonderful place. You can find all my music, all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can stream my music on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Apple Music, anywhere that you like to stream your music. I appreciate you joining me for these special episodes, but please be aware, we put out a weekly Dance and Moon Songcast every Friday. And so we'll get back onto that weekly, regular weekly schedule beginning this coming Friday. And as always, thanks for joining me for a few minutes. And I hope that your week is an inspiring one, that you can go out and find some inspiration in the beauty of the place where you live. Be well.